How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And, well, I've come to the recording today, not with news.
Oh.
But
you're pregnant.
Guys, great news, I'm pregnant. No,
so
but I keep trying, though. I keep trying. I haven't found the right father.
And when there's a will, there's a way.
oh, yes, yes. Where there's a willy, there's a way. No,
no,
too obvious.
Too on the nose.
Stop it. Don't stick it up your nose. But what I would say is I have started to look at places to move to away from my mum and dad.
Sure, sure.
Just a huge step because people are constantly bombarding me with questions about when did, like, how are you getting on with the house situation?
Yeah, I mean, and I am one of those people.
No, but it's like people I don't know are sort of coming up to me and asking me what's going on.
On the street?
Sometimes out of windows.
What, like you're in Oliver Twist,
like
just shouting
I'm in
out
Oliver,
the window?
The musical. Yeah, yeah. People across
Tom,
shopping lines.
Tom, fans where to live, yeah?
Yeah, and then they're carrying like big things of meat across.
Who
yeah.
will buy Tom a house?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, and I'm just looking out the window. Then some school teachers go past, skipping.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where do you live? In
Victorian times.
Victorian times, please.
How many more times do I need to be through this?
I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
I would like to live in a Georgian square.
Oh,
that
me
much,
too.
That I will tell you for nothing.
Oh, and I'll happily live next door.
When I thought about living in Brighton, it was that sort of place.
Yes.
But I got talked out of it by my mother.
By my mother.
And then I looked at a place today, but before I went there, my mum said, well, you've got to be careful around there. You know, you'll have people pissing in your doorway. So
she's still like beat about the whole thing.
So she's really enthusiastic about it. You'll notice that wherever I suggest, there's always a problem. So,
sure.
Do you want to live here? Well, so
that sort of carry on.
That sort of carry on because it is difficult to. I know people are like you've got to get away from those apron strings. You've got to just move up, but you do want the like backing of your family.
Oh
right?
My god, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like need it. Desperately.
Like
just like encouragement that I'm doing the right thing.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if I'm 33, but sometimes I'm like, but I'm 7.
Yes, I feel like that a lot. Yeah, yeah.
How can I do that?
Yeah, yeah. I actually did used to think that all the time. Like, yeah, I don't think I've changed at all. But I think ultimately...
I think you probably have, Tom.
Well, I've shaved my head.
You shaved your
head?
Shaved
it this morning, actually.
Yeah, I can tell. It's lovely.
Really?
Yeah.
Not too short. My mum says it's too short. Again! Without even thinking.
Yeah, I think it might be time to move.
Yes, I do need to choose my own wallpaper. That's not a euphemism. So, yes, go on.
So, I think a time comes in everyone's life that one needs to choose a new wallpaper.
Yeah.
Choose their own wallpaper.
You can choose your own wallpaper. Yeah, I know. I am worried.
So what are you looking for?
Just a bijou apartment which is not too big, not too small, enough hanging space for a number of suits, somewhere that I won't feel sad and alone, preferably with an outdoor space where I can grow some plants.
That seems relatively reasonable.
And a nice shelf in the bathroom for all my products.
Now the flat that I've just put a little offer on.
Susie's moving.
Clang. Rather than a shelf, it has a hidden... Like drawer underneath
what?
The sink that you press and it comes out and you can put all your bits in there.
Oh, that would be nice of a morning, wouldn't it?
Just keeps it all out of the way, doesn't it?
Is it a soft close?
Yeah.
I do like soft clothes, but I do think it removes the ability to be angry or in a rush.
But as we both know, I've started meditating, so being angry or in a rush is now a thing of my past, not my future.
Because it's in your mantra. So does that mean you're always on time? Or you just won't be rushed?
I just won't be rushed. I think that I will try to
I've always had that without meditation.
I think I will try to be on time. And if I'm not, I will know that I can apologize to someone and they'll understand, which I've never really had before.
That's good news.
Would you like to be like sort of really central London, or do you mind being in sort of the burbs?
I think I want to be central London, because I think if I move to the burbs, I won't see anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody I talk to is like, oh, like my partner and I bought here. And I'm like, yeah, well, you've got a partner to talk to. But my problem is, one of the reasons I like living in my family home is that when I go home, my mum and dad are up. When I lived with friends, say, if they had different hours to me, I just wouldn't see them. They go to bed early, they get up early. So that felt really isolating. And then I sort of wonder, like, if I lived on my own, would I feel that a bit?
Are you home a lot?
I
know you work quite a lot.
At the moment, probably only a third of the time, if that.
Yeah.
Maybe a quarter of the time, actually, at the moment.
Is that not nice to have that time to yourself?
Well, yes.
Or yes and no.
Yes and no.
Right.
Like, it's nice to have time to yourself, but at the same time, it is quite nice when someone's made some sort of casserole.
Sure. Are we talking about you need to have Deliveroo?
I'm talking I need some sort of live-in housekeeper.
I think a butler would suit you.
Finally, somebody said it. Yes, that's exactly what I want.
But didn't you want to be a butler?
Yes, so I'm going to be my own butler. I'm going to live a double life.
And then in many ways, there are two people in the house. They both live inside your mind.
They both live inside my mind. Great. We've solved the problem.
Perfect. Do you know what I found?
Stop the clock. Yes?
With going to view places and looking at pictures of places online, don't people leave their flats in a state?
You think they would just, or even just like, no one's painting walls that colour anymore. Please just repaint it white.
Oh, my God. There was one place that was like everything was purple. Like,
I mean,
such a strong colour.
Friends of mine in America, I have American friends, Clang.
Sure. Clang,
when the trolley. They were selling their house. They got a stylist in to style the house for sale, for people to look around so it looked at its best.
Were these people gay?
Did I need to say that?
No, of course.
They live on the Jersey Shore. And
of course. I'm so sorry. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Ding, ding, ding went the bell. They drive a Mazda. So the signs were there. And I thought that's very interesting. But when you flick through, I just can't be bothered. If I look at a messy bathroom, I'm like, no, forget it.
That's how I am. I don't want a project.
No, just want to move in.
I don't have time for a project.
I want to move into a lovely place, have a lovely time.
I mean, I like the idea of a project.
Yeah.
Like getting like a Georgian terrace house, like ripping it out, getting the floorboards.
We sanded these ourselves.
All that.
Oh,
bollocks.
Tired, can't be bothered. Why are we halfway through sanding the floor? I hate you. That sort of thing, I think, happens with couples.
Sure, I think it might be more than just the house.
Yeah,
sure.
Sometimes that's a wider problem, I think, when that happens. But
people leave, like, once when I was house sharing, like sort of flatting with different people, I went to view a room in a flat and they were like, and so this is the room. And I opened the door and a boy was asleep in bed.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had no shame about the whole thing. Whereas like, if that happened to me, I would be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I forgot.
But yeah.
He just stayed in bed and went...
What, a man, you mean?
A man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say a boy. Sorry, yeah, like a 20-year-old.
I've suddenly had this, like, sad image of a child being left on their own.
No. No, sorry.
What is that story?
A man-child.
Like in The Goldfinch, when he tries to hold... Anyway.
I've not seen it. Or read it.
It's a book. It's quite long. People like it. Anyway.
I've got a lot on.
I read it when my phone got stolen. Anyway, it's another story a long time ago.
So I went in and he was like in bed, like in a hangover maybe. It's like, and they were like, someone's come to look at the room. And he went, oh yeah, you can just come in and have a look around.
What?
Just like.
Unacceptable.
Absolutely unacceptable.
I mean, I love to sleep late. You know that.
Oh, I know that.
Less so lately. But I could not handle that, Suze.
No, thank you.
Not for a moment. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. People just don't seem to have any shame about it.
Have no shame. You could be like, oh, can you just give me a moment? I'm so embarrassed.
Please give me 5 minutes. Let me make the bed.
Let me make the bed.
And put on some clothes.
Let me get out of my pajamas.
I don't think there were pajamas on. I think he was in his boxers, which of course I found wildly offensive.
Wildly. So, Yeah, it is strange, isn't it? And I find there is something about making that huge decision when it's just you and basically an estate agent who you may or may not have anything in common with.
Yeah, suddenly having this, like, that's hard.
Kind of quite, dare I say, intimate moment with a long-term investment, which is also your home, your shelter, is made whilst a stranger goes around and looks at wardrobes with you.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
Very strange, I think, that.
Do you, is it the fear of, like, it takes quite a long time, I think I can say, for both of us to earn enough money in this industry in order to be able to, and I'm sure anyone, not in this industry, I'm sure anyone that's listening that has done a similar thing, it's really hard to be like, right, so basically the my deposit is a decade of stand-up.
Yes, absolutely. Like I've been saving since I had a job at the age of 16.
And you're like, God, this is such a big decision.
So that's, I think, what's holding me back, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then my girlfriend Alice, who works in finance, said to me,
"Oh yeah,
but this doesn't have to be your dream home forever. This is your dream home for now."
That's what people say, isn't it?
And then you maybe find, and then, you know, in 5 years' time, you might go, well, now I can get that house. Like, we're getting a flat, so we can afford at the minute, and it's lovely. I'm really pleased with it. But, you know, at some point we might like a garden and, you know, and to be able to have, you know, my own front door and all that sort of thing, which would be lovely. I'd love a terrace house one day. But you do just sort of have to go, well, this is the situation that I'm in at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've got to, I want to make the most of it. And so then maybe I'll buy somewhere else, you know, another time. But it is really hard, isn't it? You go, fucking hell, this is so much. This is everything this is every tenner that I've ever put away after a gig.
Yeah, you feel like it's such an investment. Yeah.
It's hard to know
what
the right thing to do is.
Yeah, I don't know what, I almost want it to be that someone goes, well, this is where you've got to live, so make the best of it. Then I could deal with that.
Do you think you could deal with that rather than making a choice?
In a way, I mean, not really, but, you know. But you go into a place and you go, well, you know, people go, can you imagine yourself living here? And I'm like, I don't know, probably.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quite a good actress, so I can imagine a lot of things.
And also, I love to please people, so I'm like, okay, you want me to buy here? Will you be happy if I buy here? Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know,
I tell you one thing I am looking forward to.
Yeah.
A bit of interior design, Tom.
Yes.
Shall we discuss
interiors? That's what I love. I live on Pinterest. My life is Pinterest.
You're like the last person using Pinterest, I think.
Am I? Someone else said this.
I don't think it's...
I love Pinterest. Okay. I think people are using it.
I just don't know. Are people using it and not telling me?
It's like a magazine. An endless magazine. So you go... Right, I'm going to do it right now.
By the way, this episode is not sponsored by Pinterest.
No.
Unless they're willing to pay us, and then absolutely lovely.
But say you go, right, new flat interior.
And you can just put that in?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have to set up an account? I hate that sort of carry on.
Yeah, but it's very quick.
Okay.
And then you get, like, just loads of images of ideas. So, like, imagine having a flat like that.
I mean, that does look nice.
Or, you know, that sort of lighting. And then when you like something, you click on it. Sorry, I realize this isn't great audio content. That.
And then it saves it to your page.
And then if you like it, you can save it. And then you have a pin board. And then when you're refining what you want, you go, well, I like that, but I also like that. And also, you know, when you have an idea about something and you don't know if it is possible, you look on Pinterest.
I want my flat to be Art Deco.
Well, there you go. Art Deco modern flat. Type it in.
Okay, fine.
I'm telling people about it because I don't want it to close because it brings me a lot of joy. And also, it's not people with their pictures on Instagram, which is nice. But a lot of the time, that is like, me, look how great my life is. Pinterest is like, look how nice your life could be.
That's a lovely thing to do, Tom.
Yes, I started by looking at cabin beds.
Because you're 7.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking about a cabin bed. That's the thing.
A cabin bed is like one with a desk underneath, isn't it?
Which I did always want.
Oh, of course. They're unbelievably glamorous as a child.
I can think of nothing better.
You can, you know, you can rip your feet apart as you walk down the little stairs.
Little stairs. And then have your own little, like, living space.
Where you can write things.
The model for a lot of studio apartments I've seen around the London area.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
did you base this whole thing on a cabin bed?
Whereas the bathroom tends to be underneath. But, yeah. Not a cabin bed. Like, a window bed. That was it. A bed that's in a window in a cabin. That was a thing I started thinking about. Because at one point I thought I'd have to leave London and the only thing I could think of living in was a log cabin in the woods.
Right. And whereabouts would that have been? Alaska?
In the Pinterest world, it would be Maine or Alaska, but in truth, it probably would have been Hampshire.
Okay. But Hampshire's nice.
Yeah, it's lovely. I think one of my favourite counties, actually, a really underrated county.
Thank you, Tom. We do thank you, the people of Portsmouth. We do thank you for that.
You are welcome. And also, the ferry service to the Isle of Wight is much better there than it is from Southampton. There, I've said
it. Of course.
Is Southampton Hampshire as well?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Or is it Dorset?
No, I think it's Portsmouth.
Okay.
We're not far from Dorset.
We're not far from Dorset.
Well, we are right now. We're in London.
Yeah, of course. So, interior design. You're looking for an Art Deco theme in your new flat?
Well, yes. I want an Art Deco theme, I think. We have one lovely painting that we'll know will be in the lounge somewhere.
Lovely painting. What's it of? Is it of yourselves?
No, I think you may have seen it. Alice's friend John is a fantastic artist, John Doubleday. It's the one that's got all the colours on it in the lounge.
Doesn't narrow it down.
It's white with like
splashes. You've got it in the lounge.
Yeah,
okay, fine,
you know
the
one I mean?
It. Yes,
yeah,
lovely.
It's
lovely.
Really lovely. So lovely. That's sort of like where all the colours are coming from. That's going to be like. And so what do you think of a teal sofa? Do you think it is too much or just enough?
I think a colour pop like that is perfect. I think because a teal, to my mind, if I'm thinking of made.com, again, you could type in teal sofas to Pinterest. Great opportunity to use it. Again, we're not being sponsored by Pinterest. But teal is great because it's quite a muted green, isn't it? Bluey green. So I think that would look lovely. Would you go for brass legs?
Oh, I would like it to have legs, certainly.
Okay.
Because legs. Then I think like if idea. Beauty and the Beast ever happens, they've already got legs.
That's going to make that character a lot more
It's a lot easier personable. For me to talk to.
Yes. Yes. And to accompany and help you out around the house with things.
That sort of thing. But we've already got a chaise longue.
Sorry. Yes. I thought you'd say a candlestick and a grandfather clock. No.
Well, of course. We've already got a chaise longue.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is...
Beautifully.
Yeah, which has been beautifully upholstered. So that's a bit of a colour pop as well. So it's hard to...
Yeah, but hang on. You've got lots of spaces. That chaise longue could go in at the foot of the bed as an ottoman, which you've not had opportunity to have before, I don't think, to the best of my memory.
This is all very true, Tom. That's the thing.
Seating at the foot of a bed is, to my mind, the high point of luxury and glamour.
Do you?
One of the things, yeah.
Because you'd like to sit on it to put on your socks?
It's perfect for sock putting on. I also love a well-spaced bedside table on each side with a tall lamp.
Yes, me too.
I like an ottoman. I like, I like low lighting and I like wall lighting.
We've got twizzle lighting, so you can dim it.
Dimmers, so glamorous. What I also think is very glamorous is lights on a circuit. Like, so basically when you put the dimmer on, the lamps or whatever lighting you want in your main lighting state comes on, not just the big light.
Tom, I didn't even know that was a thing and I love it.
You can usually see it in hotels because they have a different size plug. Don't know why.
There you go.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. So are you excited to move or are you no?
Well, yes and no.
I think you need to find some joy, Tom.
Yeah.
I think you need to, in the words of Marie Kondo, I think you need to allow it to spark joy.
Does it spark joy? No. Yeah, I do, don't I? I think, yeah, the one I looked at today, I did like it in my mind and I sort of started to live out a bit of a fantasy. But it reminds me of a flat I used to live in and I did love that flat, but I wonder if I'm in a different point in my life now and I just want a new build that's shiny. Maybe.
I think maybe.
But will there be space for my Le Creuset's? Will I be able to have open shelving? Because at one point I thought I wanted a Victorian cottage with a log burner.
Well, I think that's probably what you do want in the grand scheme of things. Mm. But I don't know if you'll have that today or indeed next year.
It's such a toughie, isn't it?
It is. It's really hard to make these big life decisions. It's like changing a job or something, isn't it? Or doing something. Or moving city. I can't imagine moving city. I've done it once.
But... People in America do it all the time, don't they? Well, that's according to sitcoms.
I don't know if we can trust. Can we ask your friends that live in LA?
Yes, they might. Well, they live in New York.
Oh, well, there you go. They're moving already.
One has always lived in New York. The other moved from Kentucky, I think.
Head of chicken.
Yeah, was chased out of town by loads of chickens. Yeah, didn't want to join the military. Colonel, very...
disappointed.
Very disappointed. Very secretive. Wouldn't tell anybody his orders. He said it was special.
Yeah.
And everybody was left guessing. Terrible, terrible.
So he had to leave the town?
He had to leave town. He went to New York. To make his fortune. Yeah, it's very... And everyone's like, don't worry. Like you say, don't worry about making decisions. They're not forever. Nothing's forever.
But do you feel like decisions need to be forever?
Yeah.
Or are you like, I'll die here?
Dear friend of us, of ours and brilliant comedian Eleanor Tiernan.
Oh yeah,
put up a very interesting tweet. She said about people being, if you're sort of hypercritical, I think she described it as, the idea of being you're indecisive because it's not because you're scared of making the wrong decision. It's because if you make the wrong decision, then you have to spend the rest of your time beating yourself up about it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And that's what you're scared
of,
and that's why you don't want to. That's why you take ages to make up your mind. And I thought, yeah, that's probably me.
Do you think part of it's because of how other people will see where you live, or you at all?
Yes, there's a lot of like, what will people think of this when they come round? Will people come round?
I think yes, definitely, and they'll like it. I think you have to just decide that.
I guess so. I know. I just don't feel very decisive. And I think being single, this sounds really morose, but being single doesn't help.
Yeah.
Like, because you're doing it on your own. You're like, well, I feel lonely here.
But do you think that you can't subvert that and be like, how amazing, I can afford to do this by myself. What a wonderful bachelor pad where potentially I'll bring home the boy of my dreams.
If I lived in like some sort of closing chapters of a self-help novel, yes. Truth.
Can't you choose to live there? You might get trapped in pages.
I might get trapped in the pages, you know, the Elaines. I think, well, my dad is like, why don't you move to like somewhere like, I don't know, like Greenwich. But I'm like, yeah, but Greenwich is quite suburban. People go home there. Where am I going to be in a place where I'm going to see people and feel like I'm around people if I get lonely? That's what I feel. Bizarre, right?
No, not bizarre. I think fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that just makes you go, let's not live in Greenwich.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know where it is. People are like, where do you want to live? Where do you want to live? I hate when people do that. What do you want? I don't fucking know. I just want to do like people tell me and then I can get left alone.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you we're going to go for lunch.
I'm starving, Suze.
Me too.
What should we have?
I don't know.
Something delish.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Me too.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you for listening to my woes.
To Tom's woes about where he's going to live. Tweet in where you think Tom should live.
Yes, that's a good plan.
Tweet to Tom. You know how you can get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can also email us, chat to like-minded friends.
T-O for the two, not the number two.
Thank you, Tom, at gmail.com. And you can find out about what we're doing on either our websites, tomindeed.com or susieruffle.com. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.